This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It's happening in a small Ohio town, but has blown up on social media to become a national story. It's the case of two Steubenville High School football players accused of raping a young girl. Actions seemingly revealed by the accused themselves in tweets and through a video posted to the internet. That has led to a flood of internet postings of all kinds, accusing law enforcement of going easy on two members of a beloved football team and, in some eyes, trying and convicting the defendants online.
99% of what's on tweets and Facebook is totally false.
That's Jefferson County Sheriff Fred Abdallah on the first day of the Steubenville rape trial this week, here to talk about what can only be described, I think, as a disturbing consequence of the new media is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Craig.
Kelly, do you find this use of social media on both sides of the Steubenville case a little disturbing?
Well, I think it is simply a sign of the times, and I actually don't really find it that disturbing. Obviously, rape is disturbing, but teens use social media and they use cell phone technology in a very different way than adults do. Even though 93% of teenagers have access to the internet in their homes, many of them prefer to use cell phones as their primary way to get on the internet, and they do things differently than adults. They take a lot more photos and document their lives, which is why this case came to the attention of law enforcement in Steubenville.
Everything, including this sort of activity, is something the modern teenager, the wired teenager, wants to share with everybody.
It's very important for teenagers to live their lives in a public way. That's actually always been important for teenage development, but these days they have the internet as a tool for doing that.
There's got to be perhaps some limits discussed, but we're dealing with something that, as parents, we're all still trying to figure out: social media and the internet and how to use it.
Right. And interestingly enough, our teenagers are always going to be ahead of the curve on this. So teenagers are spending less time on Facebook, primarily because their parents and their teachers are on Facebook. So they're moving to Twitter and to Instagram because those are places where most 40 and 50 year old parents aren't necessarily present.
One other aspect of this, and that's law enforcement and others in the Steubenville community saying they're not getting a fair shake, that the defendants are being tried and convicted in the social media. Is that any different than press coverage of something like this in an earlier time?
Sure, it's a lot different. When I go onto Twitter or onto Facebook and I talk about a case like this, a court case, a lot of the people that I'm talking to don't have the same inhibitions that I might have as a journalist to not convict these boys before a jury convicts them. So they are much more likely to share their opinion, and those opinions become the predominant way that we have these conversations in a social media setting.
So we've got a social media now that can bring down an oppressive government and ruin somebody's reputation if we're not careful.
It can do that, and it can also build up your reputation if you use it well.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project, thanks a lot to Brave New World.
Thanks for having me, Craig.